Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy. I've got a great bonus episode for you guys today. First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And speaking of Thanksgiving, we've got football today. We've got two games to cover, and I'm going to give you guys a breakdown of them on this special episode of Big Apple Bites. Let's get into it. Back to Big Apple Bites, everybody. Sorry I haven't made the new theme music yet. That's coming. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. But I want to get into the two NFL games that are happening for Thanksgiving. The Lions, Texans, and the Washington Cowboys game. So the first game at 11:30 Central Time, 12:30 Eastern, is the Texans and the Lions. And honestly, looking at this, it's more of a game just for draft picks. I honestly think that both of these teams are pretty much dead in the water. The Lions losing to the Panthers was almost the last straw last week. Because if you look at it at 538, before any of the games are played this week, the Lions have a 2% chance to make the playoffs, and the Texans have a 1% chance to make the playoffs. So if the Texans, and here's the problem with the Texans, they are in the AFC, and the AFC is stacked this year. Their division has two very good teams in it at the top. I just don't see any way, any practical way, for them to make the playoffs this year. So this is more of a game where you're looking at a team like Miami looking in from the outside, like, let's go Detroit, we want that better draft pick so that we don't feel as bad about possibly making a playoff run this year. So if the Texans are to lose this game, they'd fall to 3-8, and they've got a tough schedule. They've got a couple tough games coming up. They've got Indianapolis, and they've got Chicago the next week, which I feel like you could even call a toss-up at this point, but it'd still be possibly an uphill battle with Chicago's defense. So even if the Texans were to win this game, their playoff odds would go up to 2%. That really doesn't change much. And if the Lions were to win this game, this would be good for Miami with their high draft pick aspirations. The Lions' odds would go up to 4%. The Lions, their problem is more the teams that are ahead of them. And if you're looking at the wild card race, those teams would be So here's Detroit's big problem. They've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ahead of them in one of the wild card spots. They've got the Seattle Seahawks ahead of them in one of the wild card spots. And the last team in the playoffs right now is the Arizona Cardinals, who have proven themselves. Their record might not show it, but they are still a very legitimate, good football team. And then there's ahead of them, they've already got Chicago and the Vikings. They are sitting at dead last in the division, and these are two division rivals ahead of them. So the Lions' schedule coming up, they have... Oh, they've got some... Here's their problem. They've got the Bears. They've got the Packers, the Titans, the Buccaneers, and the Vikings. Those are five quality teams. So even if they were to beat the Texans, I just don't see a practical path to the playoffs for them. And the Texans, I think they're just a lost cause at this point. I can't really say otherwise. So I feel like this game, to sum it all up, just has draft pick implications, to be completely honest with you. And maybe if you get a win, Detroit, you can maybe be like, oh, we improved a bit this year. Even if even if they were to lose a lot of their next games, which is likely to happen, you could be like, oh, we imp-, you could say we improved this year as a Detroit Lions fan, because I think they did. I think they did slightly improve, and I think the outlook 1 to 2 years from now is going to be pretty high for them. I think they will be talked about before next season, especially if they make some improvements. So, all in all, this game, it's kind of a tank bowl at this point, but it's Thanksgiving football. I'm going to enjoy it anyway. I hope you guys enjoy it anyway. Now, the next game I want to get into, the other Thanksgiving game, is Washington and Dallas. Huge playoff implications in this game after last week. So right now, all the teams in the NFC East have 3 wins. The Cowboys are 3-7, the Giants are 3-7, the football team is 3-7, and the Eagles are 3-6-1, and that tie is going to be important for them, I think. And that is why the Eagles have the highest odds to win the division still on 538 at 34%. Though I am proud of my Giants for being the highest NFC East team in the latest NFL power rankings from NFL.com, which is impressive. I mean, it's not a very high number overall. I mean, the Denver Broncos are ahead of them still. So like, it's not a complete party, but it still shows that people have a better look on them than some of these other teams. So right now, Philly has a 34% chance, and these are the corresponding with the win division odds too, because I don't think any of these teams, if they were to lose the division, have any chance of getting into the playoffs as a wild card, because obviously they're 3 games back of the 7-seed Arizona Cardinals. So the Eagles have a 34% chance. The Giants actually have the second best odds at 26. Would have been really helpful if they hadn't choked versus Philadelphia in late October. That would have been a huge win for them, but obviously they couldn't get it. And Dallas sitting at 23%, their huge win versus the Vikings last week has put them back in the division hunt, and honestly, I think they are possibly the, in quote, scariest team in the division right now, because Dalton is back, and he is a good backup quarterback. Don't get me wrong with this. I think Andy Dalton could be a starter in some places, and he's got weapons. I really don't know what to make of this division. I think whoever wins is going to get trounced whenever they make the playoffs. And then Washington, obviously, too, sitting at 17% odds. Well, yeah, Washington gets a huge win versus the Bengals. Huge in quotes, obviously, because I don't know how far Washington's going to actually go. They did injure Joe Burrow, which is also going to be very interesting looking at the rest of the season. So, implications with this. If Washington wins this game, their playoff odds go all the way up to 29%. And also, what's interesting about this is it actually does not hurt the Giants' odds at all. It keeps them at 26%. That's weird. It's kind of fluctuating right now. It was going up to 27, 26, but I don't know what was up with that. And Dallas goes all the way down to 9% odds, which would be really tough to make up. This feels like almost that Philadelphia-Dallas game where it was basically the winner gets the division from last year. But if Dallas wins this game, they are in good shape. They actually jump the Eagles for highest odds. They go up to 38. Washington goes all the way down to 5, and I think they'd be dead in the water if they lose this game. And the Giants actually go down to 24. So, and given that the Giants have that tiebreaker over Washington, I don't know. I feel like I almost have to root for Washington today. I mean, they are my least hated other NFC East team, even though I still do not like them. But if the Giants, too, win this week, going back to my big blue, if they are to beat Cincinnati, looking at combinations or permutations with this. So what's interesting is I think, yeah, the Bengals are eliminated from the playoffs at this. Oh, no, they aren't. The Bengals would be mathematically eliminated if they lose this week, it looks like. So here is what could happen. There are four different permutations with this. The Giants win and the Cowboys win. And we could even, we could possibly even throw in Philadelphia here. So let's say Philly wins, the Giants win, and the Cowboys win. Then the Eagles are actually sitting in very good shape with 49% with a 49% chance to win the division and make the playoffs. Dallas would be sitting at 4-7 and actually have a path to the playoffs, it looks like. And so would the Giants, actually, that wouldn't involve the division, even though that is so unlikely at this point. So then, let's do another one with the Giants, Cowboys, and Eagles games. The Giants lose versus Cincinnati, which they should not. The Eagles win, and Dallas wins. Giants and Washington are both sitting at 5%. Cowboys are sitting at 32%, and the Eagles are in good shape still with 58%. Now, the Eagles are in best shape, and the Giants are in deep trouble. If Washington wins, the Eagles win, and the Bengals win versus the Giants. The Eagles would be at 61%. They would be in 61% territory, odds for making the playoffs. Washington would be at 27%. It'd still be an uphill battle for them. The Cowboys would be sitting at 7%, and the Giants would be sitting at 6%. So if this happens, I think the Giants would virtually be eliminated. They'd have so much ground they'd have to make up on Philadelphia. Now, let's do another set. So that was just three different combinations, all three getting a win of the non-Washington NFC East teams, and then messing around with the Giants and Cowboys, flip-flopping them a bit. Actually, and yeah, it's if the Eagles and Giants win and the Cowboys lose, it's 23% for the Giants, 20% for Washington, and 52% for Philly. Anything that happens, Philly's in good shape if they win this week. But it's against Seattle. So here's the thing. Here is the other thing that can happen. Move over to Philly losing to Seattle and take the Giants and Cowboys games out of the equation for now. The Giants actually would have the highest odds to win the division at this point. It'd be going from, it'd be 29, 26, 25, and 24, the Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, and Washington, respectively. And I think Philadelphia is going to lose to Seattle this week. Then the other things that can happen, if the Cowboys win and the Giants win and the Eagles lose, Dallas actually ends up having the highest odds with 39%, and the Giants are at 35%, and Philly's all the way down at 21%. Now the Giants and Eagles could both lose, and Dallas wins, they go all the way up to 50%, which is good for them, obviously. And then Dallas could lose and the Giants could win. This is arguably the best case scenario for the Giants here. For this week, the Eagles get a loss versus Seattle. The Giants get a win at Cincinnati and Washington gets a win at Dallas. The Giants would be up to 39% odds to win the division. Dallas, who is arguably the scariest in quotes team in the NFC East, would be all the way down to 9%. Now, another thing could happen where all three of Philadelphia, New York, and Dallas all lose. That would give Washington the highest odds to win the division. And I think this is the only scenario that gives them this. 43% for them, 33% for the Eagles, 13% for the Giants, 11% for the Cowboys. And now, I think I said the Giants are in best shape if they get a win and both Dallas and Philadelphia lose. So this game, all in all, has massive playoff implications. If that thing flips, it could mean a lot of different things for the NFC East. And I think this is actually going to be a must-watch game, even though it is two, on paper, record-wise, crap teams. It is so important. And we are lucky that both teams lost last week, because if they had had to move the Thursday night, or the Thanksgiving night game, we would have been like, what the heck was the NFL thinking for scheduling these games? But we've got Washington and Dallas, and that is saving us this Thanksgiving for football. So, yes, this week is going to be huge for the NFC East, given that all the teams are tied, and the interdivision game on Thanksgiving is arguably going to be the most important, all in all. So, after all of that, I do actually want to do an NFL playoff predictor for you guys. So, let's pull up the playoff predictor and set it to the current standings. Now, this is what I think is going to end up happening for the rest of the season. And here we go. I'm just going to go into the NFC East teams for now. And here we go. Philadelphia. I think they are going to lose to Seattle this week. I think they're going to lose to Green Bay the next week. I think they're going to lose to New Orleans the next week. I think they're going to lose to Arizona the next week. I know I have said that I thought the Eagles were going to beat Dallas, but Dallas is looking better than them at this point. I think they get a loss versus Dallas. This would put them all the way down to 3-11-1. This would mean losing 5 straight. Then I think they'd get a measly win versus Washington the next week. Possibly. Okay, that's Philly's outlook. I have them at 4-11-1. And then going over to Dallas. Do I think they get a win versus Washington this week? Yes, I think they do get a win versus Washington this week. That is not my hope, but I think that is what is going to happen. Versus the Ravens, this is going to be a close game odds-wise because the Ravens are just falling, but I think the Ravens would get a win still in this game because the Cowboys' defense is still awful. I think Dallas does get a win versus the Bengals. Obviously, that Joe Burrow injury that's really going to be tough on with the NFC East because a lot of the teams have to play the Bengals still. Do I think Dallas beats San Francisco? Well, I actually don't think they beat San Francisco. That is what I think is going to happen. I think the Giants will get a win versus Dallas in week 17. Let's look at Washington's outlook on the rest of the year. I've already filled in the Dallas game and the Philly game, which I think they're going to lose both of them. I think they lose to the Steelers. I think they lose to the Niners. I think they lose to the Seahawks. And I think they lose... I think they lose to the Panthers. That puts them all the way down at 3-13 and dead last in the division. Here's what the Giants need to do to make the playoffs. They already have the highest division record, actually, at this point in my projections. So I think they will beat the Bengals. I think they will lose to the Seahawks. I think that they will... The Ravens game is definitely more of a toss-up at this point. So they would just, out of these games, to win the division, they'd need to win just one. They'd need to beat, assuming they beat Dallas, they'd need to beat the Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns, or the Baltimore Ravens. And I think any of those games is theoretically winnable for the Giants. If they are to beat, if they would just need to get one win versus any of those teams. So I'm just going to say at this point that the win they would get is versus Baltimore because Baltimore has looked awful. And that If you go over to Dallas, too, though, the big problem is if they beat... They've got a shot to win out. And that's the freaky thing. And what would be interesting about them winning out, beating the Giants, too, that would put them at 9-7, and we'd have a winning team from the NFC East making the playoffs. I think this could happen, too. But what I think is actually going to happen is... My biased self is going to have the New York Giants winning the division at 6-10. That is my prediction right now. This is going to change, I think, after this week. But for now, that's what I think is going to happen in the NFC East. Yeah, this episode has been... This episode's been all over the place. I'm going to take a deep breath here. That was fun. The NFC East is crazy. Thank you guys so much for listening to this special episode of Big Apple Bites. Really do appreciate it. And again, I hope you guys have a very happy Thanksgiving. And I will be back probably on Friday with a Big Apple breakdown, all the stuff that's been going on since we last chatted about that. So yes, again, thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Thanksgiving, happy football, and I will see you. I'll talk to you guys real soon. Peace.